Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
The late, great godfather of soul, James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, rocking and rolling this into the next segment with our good friend Joe Barker. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Joel Barker, as I said, is our guest and our good friend. Joel, it's joelbarker.com, right?
It is, right.
And they can find all your books.
There's another place, by the way, just out of interest. You and I have talked about this before. But Debbie Kennedy, who you've also had on your show.
Outstanding, yes.
And I are doing a webinar, and if anybody is interested in it, all they have to plug in is how to get buy-in for newideas.com.
How to get buy-in for newideas.com, all right?
Yep.
And that may be the longest URL I've ever heard of, Joe.
Yeah.
And
it was Debbie's idea, because you can remember the words, how to get buy-in for newideas.com.
When is that next webinar?
I think it's going to be in March.
But you can find on
if they go to the website, yeah. I think we've got three things already set up for
right.
it. So
check it out. Thanks, Joel. Joel, talk to us about the next thing that's going to happen with regard to global population.
Well, a little background again. I read a magazine called Foreign Affairs that comes out four times a year. And it's not because I'm interested in diplomacy and stuff like that. It's because every once in a while they publish what I call a landmark article, and I think they've just published one called The New Population Bomb by a guy named Jack Goldstone, who does his work out of George Mason School of Public Policy. And what he said, he starts by reminding us of the population bomb that Paul Ehrlich wrote about.
Right.
And, and quotes never happened, but the reason it never happened is because people took it seriously and responded. And so we did drop our population rates. China made a massive decision. The U.S. population rates changed. So we actually said,
Europe, Japan,
four new megatrends that he's saying will shape the 21st century. And so I thought your audience would like to hear this. The
Absolutely.
Thing about demographics that we all at least should understand is they're pretty hard because it's people who've already been born.
These are things that are in place that you can't refute. You can't deny this.
That's right. So you could have a catastrophe that would change it.
Right.
But if you don't have the catastrophe, the weight of the population moves the way he says. So here are his big thoughts, okay? Just point number one, in developed countries, that's Europe, America, Canada, Japan, Taiwan, the percentage of the global population of developed countries is heading toward 12% by 2050. We will make up only 12%.
Wow.
See, and look at your response, right? Isn't that just breathtaking?
Yes, it is.
It's not what we think about. As late as 1912, Europe had more people than China.
Right.
So
what a
switch. So that's number one. Now here's the one.
All you do is think about where are the goods going to go? What about production but also consumption?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And customers. How about that?
Yes.
Customers.
No, right. That's exactly. Yeah. You're doing exactly the thinking you need to do once you hear these numbers.
Yep.
Second part of that is that we in the developed countries are aging.
Yeah.
And so our population is going to be a much higher percentage of people over 60 than the rest of the world.
And Japan and Europe is on a got a bullet on that, don't they? I mean, they've got that on steroids, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Sweden and France, by the way, have set up special reinforcements for young people having children because of that trend.
Right.
But it's a very strong trend, okay? And Goldstone's point is that reduces, unless we're smart, it will reduce productivity of the 12%, right?
Yeah, it will.
Okay, third, a growing need for young immigrants to supply the labor needs in the developing countries with the aging population. So there is going to be an irreversible draw of the young to come to the developed countries.
Right.
To kind of help us in our old age and do the things that need to be be done.
And a lot of those are, and that, of course, that's happening. That's happening in America with regard to Hispanics, but it's happening in other parts of the world with regard to Muslims.
Exactly. And the other thing is, we're not handling it very well.
Yeah.
You know, instead of setting up a system that says, here's how you come in legally and here's the process.
Right.
They're sneaking in. They're doing all the other stuff.
America's got a big problem. Europe's got a big problem. Because in America, we've got an illegal problem, but at least we assimilate our immigrants. In Europe, they don't assimilate them.
Right.
They segregate them.
We can come back to that one because there's some other points about that I think are really important.
Number four.
Number four, the youth. These young immigrants that are coming are going to be coming from the poorest, least educated, and predominantly Muslim countries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So think about the relationship we have right now with the Muslim countries, and all of a sudden we're saying, that's basically the inventory of our of the people that we want to come to our countries, become citizens, immigrate. You know, how do we relate to them? We got some work to do.
And you know, if you think about it, the developed countries have created this because for centuries we had access to the best food and the best medicine. We've given that to those countries to allow them to proliferate, which they've done, and thank God for that. That's what we wanted. But now it is affecting the demographics globally, isn't it?
Right, and there's a political piece to it that we're going to have to deal with.
Yeah. No question about it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that we have the people. I'm sorry to say, I don't know that we have the people in the houses, the White Houses around the world that can deal with it. I wish I had more confidence in that. Folks, forewarned is forearmed. This is valuable information, even for our small businesses, to think about as we move forward. Quick break, right back with Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.